So you may, if you pay attention to the rotors, you would have known that Ray was down to Leeds today, but he's helping out at Baddesley Church this morning. We have a number of vacancies currently in our deanery, so he particularly will probably be helping out at various churches around the area over the next few months. So I'm afraid we'll get slightly more of me leading. Never mind. If I asked, are you rich, what would you say?
Yes.
Yes? Yeah? Or rather, if I asked that question, would your mind go quite quickly to the size of your bank account?
No?
No? Another way of posing the question, if you found a genie in a bottle on a, by the sea, and you rubbed it and you got your three wishes, what would you wish for? And would you be able to resist asking for a lot of money? A man was walking down the beach and he found a bottle and he picked it up, he rubbed it, and out popped a genie who said, you can have three wishes. You know how it goes. And the man says, great, I've thought about this a lot. I know exactly what I'm going to ask for. Number one, I want £1 billion in a Swiss bank account. And poof, there was a piece of paper in his hand with his bank account details on saying he had £1 billion in it. He continued, next, I want a super yacht, one of those really big and sleek yachts with all the staff to cook for me and serve me drinks. And poof, they were in Monaco and he was standing on the deck of the biggest, sleekest yacht you could imagine. And the man continued, finally, he said, I want to be irresistible to women. And poof, he turned into a box of chocolates. The way you answer those questions, are you rich? Or what you would wish for if you found a genie, is one way of measuring the health of our hearts. It's one way of measuring how healthy our heart is. You've probably all seen those adverts that end, there are some things money can't buy, for everything else there's MasterCard. Has no one seen that advert? Oh well, forget that illustration then. Wow. How have you never seen that advert? It's on all the time. Never mind. You don't watch television, any of you. Right, okay. Oh, you only watch the BBC. Oh, yes, one doesn't watch it yet. Perhaps the most important question isn't, are you rich, but what are you rich in? What are you rich in? To an only child, the man in the crowd might seem rich. He says, tell my brother. The man is not, if to an only child, someone with a brother might seem rich. Now, we don't know the detail of his story. We don't know why this brother needed to be told to share the inheritance. But what we do know is the man's motivation. Jesus said to him, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, Jesus says. Whatever had happened in the story behind the man's motivation was greed. Now, to a millennial like myself, I can understand why he might want his parents' inheritance. In 1971, the average house cost £5,632. Now, if wages had risen in line with house prices, the average wage today would be over £90,000. If the price of bread had risen in line with house prices, a loaf of bread would cost today £4.50. A pint of milk would cost nearly £3. Looking at it the other way around, if house prices had risen in line with those things, the average house would cost today £70,000, not £215,000. So from one point of view, I can understand, as a young person, why this guy might be keen to get the inheritance of his parents, because frankly, that's the only way Jess and I are ever going to be able to buy a house, is if we inherit some money from someone, because it's just too expensive. We're obviously blessed to live in a vicarage, but one day I will have to stop being a vicar, unless I drop down dead in post, and then we will need somewhere to live. So I can understand this man's desire to have a share of his parents' inheritance. But Jesus says, be careful, watch out, Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because why? Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Now, if I'm honest, I think this is probably one of the most important things that Jesus says for us in this country. Why? Because we live in a wealthy nation. You might not feel wealthy compared to other people around you, but we are more wealthy than almost everyone who is alive today or who has ever lived. It's a simple fact. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. In other words, there's more to life than having lots of stuff. Now, I don't know if you knew, you probably didn't see in the news this week, but you may have done. Richard Branson said this week: "I truly believe that stuff really does not bring happiness. Family, friends, good health, and the satisfaction that comes from making a positive difference are what really matters." That is Sir Richard Branson. He has a £3.2 billion fortune. He is 34th, apparently, in the Sunday Times Rich List and has a 74-acre Caribbean island. "I truly believe," he says, "that stuff does not bring happiness." Now, he was roundly mocked online for saying that. But to be honest, he's one of the few people that would know. I could stand here till I'm blue in the face and tell you that £3.2 billion would not bring you happiness. But it would take me 500,000 years to earn that much money as a figure. I've got no clue what it's like to have £3.2 billion in a 74-acre Caribbean island. He does. And he says, stuff really does not bring happiness. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. So Jesus told a story. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. He was already a rich guy. He was a big landowner. He had barns, notice, so he already had lots. And then he was blessed with an abundant harvest. And he thought to himself, how can I make the most of my wealth for myself? Otherwise, I'll lose all this grain. I know, I'll build bigger barns for me. And then I'll have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds rather good, doesn't it? Sounds like retirement. But God said to him, you fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then, who will get what you've prepared for yourself? Sounded good, didn't it? The first century equivalent of the Euro Millions jackpot. He had enough to look after himself for the rest of his life. He was the first century billionaire businessman with a Caribbean island. But like the man in the crowd who cared more about money than his own brother, the rich farmer was missing the point. God doesn't give us stuff so we can hoard it and be greedy. He gives us stuff to enjoy with each other. He gives us stuff so we can give to others. This is what Jesus means by being rich towards God. Just as God is generous to us, so we should be generous to others. God gives us stuff not for us, but so we can share it with others. So the question is, what are you rich in? What are you rich in? What has God given you? Might be all sorts of things. It might be wealth. And in a sense, for us, as I said earlier, it is. We are, compared to almost everyone who's ever lived and is alive today, we are rich. We might have plenty of spare cash, so be generous with it. We might have some particular skills. In fact, all of us has a unique mix of skills and talents and gifts, some of which are given by God, some of which are learned and honed, and it's selfish to keep them for ourselves. God wants us to share them and be generous with them with others. It might be that you've got the gift of time. I suspect most of us have more time than we think we do. Be generous with it. Give it away. You see, how we use these things that God has given us, whether it's money or possessions or gifts or talents or time or skills or whatever it is, how we use those things show us how healthy our heart is. Whether we're trying to store up treasures for ourselves, like the man in the parable, or whether we are being rich towards God, whether we're giving these things away and sharing them with others. That's the challenge. But the encouragement is that instead of being greedy and always wanting more, we can be rich towards God. How? I just gave you the answer. By being generous with all that you have and all that you are. By sharing what you have. By making God the number one. By making his concerns our concerns. So we think to ourselves, if God were here in Amington today, what would he want to do? Well, friends, he is here. And we're here and called to follow him. So what does God want us to do here today? And how can I use what I've got to do what God wants us to do in this place? We just sang, "In this place, Lord, be glorified." I don't know if you thought that meant this building or this place. Or our hearts, Judith pointing at a heart. It means all of those things. It means this place is simply where we are. So right now we are here. Some of us are on holiday. Some of us are at home because they're not very well. This place is always where we are. And our prayer should be that wherever we are, God is glorified. And he is glorified when we make his concerns our concerns. Where we make him the most important, not ourselves. If you like, you could. It's investment. Only unlike the stock market, you'll get a much bigger return. With no risk. There's a great cost, but there's no risk. Because the foundation of that investment is the promise of God, which will stand forever. In the parable of the sower, Jesus says, if the seed on good soil reaps a harvest, what? 2 or 3 times what you sow? He says 30, 60, 100 times what you sow. People would kill for 100-time return on investment. That is the sort of investment that brings true wealth. And it's got nothing to do with money and everything to do with God. The more we invest into God, the return exceeds more than we can imagine. Of course, if you know that bit from the parable of the sower, Jesus also says you'll receive blessings of 30, 60, 100 times, and with them, persecutions. It's not easy. I didn't say it was free. It does come at a cost. But it is the secret to life. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions, Jesus said. What it does consist in is being generous. Amen.